This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Migo.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Boys from space.
Yeah. So I've not been able to discern why they account for all of the Yeti myths.
Just that they're just kind of shapeshifters.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, just a weird dot to connect. So these are fungi folk. They fly around. They got they got their arms. They got their wings and a whole bunch of technology.
Not to be pedantic. Where does it say Yeti myth on here?
Let me see here. It is
for the Greys. Like these are the Greys.
Yeah, it's like a Sasquatch kind of thing. Let's see here. Oh yes. Let's see here. Lovecraft somewhere credits them with being the source of the abominable snowman stories long told in the Himalayas.
Oh
yeah.
Well, he fucked up.
I don't get it.
Yeah, like why would you do that when you have gugs?
Yeah.
I like that they're Greys though. That's a Delta Green thing.
Yes.
So like Delta Green is the Call of Cthulhu X-Files mashup setting kind of game. And the government has like contact with the Greys and thinks that they're just like traditional, you know, dorm room poster aliens, but they're actually the Migo.
Yeah.
The Migo are the principal antagonist of that game.
Yeah. And like the Migo are like riding those things around. Like they have made a humanoid kind of construct to walk around in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because these are fungus bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And pretty great. The Whisper in the Darkness is a really great story. It's my favorite of the movie adaptations from the H.P. Lovecraft historical society or whatever.
Yeah.
The Whisper in the Darkness is excellent.
Nice.
Like it is a great horror movie. The most they catch out that detail, like the short story is really good too.
Yeah.
But they will take your brain out because they want you to be able to travel to space. They'll take your brain out and put it in a jar and then set up a microphone and earbuds.
Yeah.
So you guys, and then they put in one earbud on them, and then they put one earbud on you, and you guys can both listen to the Shins at the same time, and it'll change your life.
Right.
Just in a new slang. Like, I'm stuck in the jar.
If you don't cry, if you don't cry far at this, we're not going out anymore.
To space without a car. Ego. Yeah, so I love that little bit, and that drives you crazy, of course.
Oh, of course.
But yeah. They're space scientists, so they want to ask you questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're space scientists, but they are also here to dig up some bits and bobs of an old god to power their living moon.
I love that they harvest the old god.
Yeah,
that like this whole book, the Monster in My Podcast season on this has a subplot about that god buried in Antarctica.
Uh huh.
Like it keeps like bubbling up, like into individual entries, and it's great.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the same one. So there, like, there's the one that like kind of creates the animalculi, but this one is specifically like that is a god with no name. This is Ubo Satla. I went and looked. Yeah. Like this is like just like an actual thing. So there are multiple gods buried in the ice, but they're
desirable real estate.
Yeah, but they're going, like, these guys are going and harvesting little bits, sending it back up to Pluto. I'm sorry, I mean, whatever they call their planet. Yeah, Yoggoth. And building this brain inside Charon, their biomechanical moon that will help them travel through space and restore their empire. Time and space, and restore their empire.
Yeah, I would like them to complete that moon.
Yes.
Like, I just feel like that would be better for everyone, especially for the Migo.
Well, I mean, specifically, primarily. I mean, we're not naive here.
Primarily for the Migo, but I think I'd be willing to give them a W.
Yeah.
You know.
They're scrappy. They think they've earned it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. I love them. I love the Migo.
Yeah.
They're spooky. Yeah. I don't know if I have a good stingray to go out on other than just telling people to watch that movie.
I don't think
a lot of people have seen it.
We can end on a Recco.
What?
We can end on a Recco.
I was like, who's a Recco?
Yeah.
I was scanning the text for like, you know, the Migo worship a gigantic honeycomb named a Recco that like, or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck is a Recco, dude? Like a cool abbreviation.
I'm trying to save time. These episodes are supposed to be short. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.